Last night there was a Verbrengen here in 770, and someone made a comment, and I think it should be addressed because it's something which is which is unfortunately being misinterpreted. But someone said that those people say that Rebbe is here and that Rebbe is with us, something very wrong with it, because by saying that you're basically saying that everything is fine, we're okay, we're getting answers in Igris and the Rebbe is here, so what's the problem, we're living a good life. I don't think that even if you would search with a magnifying glass, you'll find one chassid anywhere in the world that chas v'shalom says that. In fact, all those people that are saying the Rebbe is here, they're the people that are constantly screaming, Yechi, we want the Rebbe back, Leine Basar, and so on and so forth. So all this talk about the Rebbe being Mashiach, all this talk is only, and saying that Mashiach can come in a hidden way, is not chas v'shalom saying that we need to go through this, we want to go through this, chas v'shalom. We want his galus taken from Yad Mamish. This is only saying one thing, that when you see something happening which looks the opposite of Geula, chas v'shalom to think that this is, oh, it's some sort of a setback, or maybe we blew it, and chas v'shalom, things aren't going to happen the way the Rebbe told it to us. That's why we bring all these medrashim and all the mefarshim, to show that adrabba, this is one of the ways that Mashiach can come. It's not a setback, and it's not chas, it's on the way. And of course, we're asking the Eibishter every second that this approach and this way should stop, and we should have this galus taken from Yad Mamish. But the reason why all these medrashim are brought in, and the reason why all this talk is being said, is to realize, number one, the Rebbe is here with us, and the Rebbe is our Nasi, and the Rebbe continues to be Mashiach, not because we like it that way, we feel better that way, because the Rebbe said so. The Rebbe said that he's Mashiach. The Rebbe said he's taking us out of Golus. And unless, chas v'shalom, there's any proof otherwise, whatever the Rebbe says remains, and there is no proof otherwise. So it's not you need proof that the Rebbe is still Mashiach, you need the opposite. You need proof to undo, chas v'shalom, what the Rebbe told us and what the Rebbe said. And all these medrashim, which point out, when the Rebbe himself would bring a medrash, you see volcanoes, you see earthquakes, that's one of the signs of Mashiach. The Rebbe wasn't chas v'shalom saying it's a good thing, that there's a disaster. The Rebbe was saying, when you see these things, don't think there's some sort of a setback, or chas v'shalom, things aren't going as predicted and as planned. But this in itself is one of the simanim that it's taka happening. So the Eibishter to help him, we should be yaitzah with all the simanim of the past, and which today, Gimel Tammuz, is certainly the day that's most conducive, that on this day we should have his galus of the Rebbe, l'matam asara tzvachim, le'enei basar, and that this will become the day of gula amitis bashleima for everyone.